and corn stalks that have to be cut.
How much wheat would you raise to the acre about?
The only wheat now that I raise.
Oats, excuse me, I'm sorry.
I have no idea. Probably 20-25 bushel to the acre. I'll raise more than that.
Okay.
I'm sure 50 or 60 up to 100, I guess, considered fairly good crop.
Yes, sir. Now, when you went to the mill, took your corn to mill, you'd have it ground, and would you ever make flour? Wheat baked in loaves is called. When it's made to rise, you call it. You go to the store nowadays when you want to buy
yeast.
Well, or when you want to buy.
Buy a loaf.
Loaf of what?
Whole wheat. Is that what you're speaking of?
Yeah. Well, what kind of bread do you buy at the store? Do you buy flour baked in loaves at the store?
Yes.
That's
it's mixed about half and half of whole wheat and white.
Yeah.
I may get, one loaf one bread day and another the other kind the next day.
White bread?
Yeah. My wife mixes that all the time. We eat about as much whole wheat as we do. Just white.
You might make up a pan of anything else kind of bread not made in loaves. Did your mother ever make salt rising or anything like that? Salt rising bread?
No.
Potatoes.
Hush puppies, and of course,
yeah.
And
like
salt.
Sir, did you ever see them? Maybe they get a bat or grease in a pan, and they just make them up like this. They call them.
What do they call it? Salt what bread?
And they're dodging work.
Dodging bread.
Corn dodger. What was a corn dodger?
Well, that I knew, of course, was in patties like and more or less fried, kindly. Cooked that way, often eaten with certain vegetables or greens.
Would you ever put any in with the greens? Maybe wrap it up in cheesecloth or something like that?
No, I don't think so. Not in the greens. Now, I have cornmeal or dumplings and those things, maybe with ham.
Did you ever see him cook any on a board before the fire or something like that or in the fire?